What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Man, show friend of the show, new guy in Las Cruces taking over that program, New Mexico State Aggies. It's my man Jay Hoot. It's a hoot on the Boss Man Show. Jay Hoot, what's up, my man? I love the background right there, the mountain behind you, man.
I appreciate it. That's actually that's our campus right there. Beautiful. But I appreciate you having me on. It's always good being with one of the best, and talking a little bit of Aggie basketball today.
I hear that, man. I must ask you, man. I know you've been at St. Houston a long time, man. So for you and your family, what about the opportunity to present itself to you to say, hey, this is my time to make this move and come to New Mexico State and help transfer program around and help build to St. Houston here in Las Cruces?
It wasn't an easy decision, by all means. You know, but like you said, JR, just being – somewhere for so long, 19 years in one place, you get so many friends and then you just kind of get adapted to that, the same office and, the same drive to work every day and the same drive home and then just people. I think people always make a difference, right? You have so many friends and people that almost you call family now. So it wasn't an easy decision by all means, but I just thought when the opportunity presented itself, New Mexico State has just always been known as a basketball university. And, the people here just love basketball. And we just felt like it was time, to go out there and, just kind of stick your foot in the water a little bit and see what it was like. And, the move so far has been amazing. These people have been just, open armed. And, we're just excited to be here. And it's a challenge. The challenge will be, it'll be tough. But we're excited about the challenge.
And you all are going to Conference USA, which means I'll see you. You'll be playing, hopefully, in Atlanta. Yeah. Just get us all stadium real soon. Middleton, yep. LC, which is down the road from my house in Nashville, like I told you about. So I'll get to see you three times, West Kentucky as well. So it's like I see places to catch your play, and I will be cheering for you because you, my God, I see you close, coming close by right by my house. I love it, man.
I appreciate it. We'll have an opportunity to grab some lunch or some dinner for sure, and we'll get you over there back behind our bench somewhere. So excited about the new challenge of a new league as well. Even if I would have stayed at Sam Houston going into the Conference USA. But you just get to play a lot of different venues. I've never been to Western Kentucky and never been to Middle Tennessee or Liberty, any of those places. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I know there's some great coaches in that league and some tremendous talent and tremendous teams.
I can tell you a secret about Middle Tennessee. It's cold in that gym.
Oh, man.
From being at Tennessee State, you're playing down there. Their gym is historically cold by design.
Oh, that's
it's like
not
you in
good.
An ice box down there, man.
We're gonna have to wear quarter zips on that one, huh?
Yes.
No polos.
No polo quarter zips for real. Like you have
no
some
polos.
That court, man. Like it is. That gym is always freezing cold in the middle of Tennessee, in Murfreesboro, man. So yeah, that's a little tip for me to play down.
I appreciate that. I'm gonna remember that when we pack on that trip.
Yes, indeed. And you know, I love the staff you hired, man. You got to hire the high quality staff. You brought some people with you from Sam Houston State to talk about hiring a quality staff, having good people around you who you trust, know how you want to run things, and help push your vision on the players and program in general.
Yeah, I thought taking the job, one of the most important things, just from some of the things that we were going to have to deal with from last year, I just thought, you know, having a solid staff was going to be one of the number one things right off the bat. And, you know, and as you said, JR, just to bring a couple of guys with me that were familiar with me, one that had played for me before, and then obviously hiring, you know, a guy that was on my staff last year, and then, you know, bringing Kenneth Mangrum back, who worked for me back in 2013 and 14. Yeah, it was just a start. And then Robert Guster, I've known him since back when he was a player. We've known each other 25, 30 years. And then Zach Settembri, who's a young and up and coming guy who's a, you know, extremely hard worker and who's been in, and you're over in your area in the neck of the woods, you know, as far as a lot of recruiting background. So I'm super excited about our staff. You know, they've done a great job of bringing in some good talent. You know, we've got 10 signed right now. We've still got 3 to go. But I like where we're at right now. And, you know, we just got to finish. Just like anything else, JR, you got to finish.
I noticed you got 3 guys on your roster from Georgia, 2 from my area as well, Metro Atlanta area. So talk about that, be able to tap in here and get guys from here, get it, come out there, man. And I feel like it's going to be good. You got Georgia guys on your roster and you playing, coming to a conference where you play, get the day to come home too and play against their hometown team, per se, at Kennesaw State.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of that just had to do with our assistants and their relationships with some of their people. But also just, you know, me. I mean, we're always going to recruit the South real hard. And there's so much talent in Georgia. You know, these guys are – and I think we actually have maybe 4 on our roster from Georgia. But it's a hotbed for sure for basketball and for just athletes and talent in general. You know, Mississippi, all those areas are going to be areas that we stay in and continue to recruit just like we did in Texas there. But I'm excited about those guys and – you know, looking forward to getting them out here for summer school and get started here in the next 2 weeks.
No doubt. You know what, Jay Hoop, man, being in Conference USA, it's really the USA for real, but you got to go to Virginia, Georgia, yeah. Tennessee, Kentucky. It's really the Conference USA for real. This name fits for real because you all are very much spread out over this country, man, but it gets you people's eyeballs on you, getting homes there, that footprints off, like you said, man. You can recruit nationally because of how national your conference is, how far it spans.
Yeah, last year, you know, out of 32 leagues in the country, Conference USA was ranked 10th. And we played in a great league in the WAC last year, and it was ranked 11th. So, yeah, I think there's going to be some familiarity with, you know, like the teams that you're playing, just due to, like, you know, recruiting and being in those areas, as you said before. But, you know, you look at our league right now, as you said, the footprint, you know, the only drive we're going to have is to UTEP. Other than that, we'll have to fly almost every trip. And so I'm assuming, I haven't seen our conference schedule, it'll come out next month, but I'm assuming they'll put us with partners. And so, like, for example, when we come over your neck of the woods, we'll stay and play 2 or 3 games while we're there before we come back. So it'll be a lot of travel, but the WAC was, there was a lot of travel in the WAC too. And I think just, you know, JR, I think those days of having the old, you know, Southwest Conference where, you know, you played Houston and Baylor and Texas and everybody just went bust to bust to bust. I think those days are probably far and between and gone.
No doubt. I totally agree with that, man. I can only imagine. I remember our longest bus trip was to Eastern Illinois for us. That was our longest trip on the bus, Tennessee State.
How far was that?
5 hours.
That's not too bad.
Illinois, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't want to lead OVC quite easy, because able to save him money for his busing.
Yeah.
Because personally, I'd rather be in the SWAC. It makes more sense than the SWAC for us.
Right.
But I know why the OVC is a more, is really a bus league. Even with Lindenwood now, it's still 5 hours to St. Louis and past to St. Charles. It's not that far away. So it's like, so I understand it. But now for them, Western Illinois is going to be the worst trip now to Macomb, Illinois. It's going to be the worst trip for Tennessee State now.
Yeah, you know, when we were in the Southland, you know, it was a bus trip. It was a bus league. And, you know, we never had to hardly get on an airplane except for in the fall. But, you know, it's convenient for us. And, you know, we'll have a lot of charter trips, probably, you know, the long ones and the ones that are difficult, we'll charter. And, you know, it's a great challenge for sure. You know, and again, you're playing new teams, new coaches, you know, be new scouting reports. And I know there's just a lot of really, really good coaches in that league. And, you know, we'll have to be ready to go by then for sure.
No, I can tell you a quick story. The funny thing for us was we were bust to Martin same day, Murray State same day, Eastern Kentucky same day, Moorhead same. We wasn't staying overnight nowhere. We was going to go on a bus trip on the same day.
Holy cow.
And come back the same day. And you went up. We got to say, and you went up.
Man, y'all probably had to leave like at 5 or 6 in the morning just to get there and get a meal.
Yes,
yeah,
early
get a
game.
Yeah, we went nowhere,
but Tennessee Tech, MTSU, Austin Peay, those all same-day bus trips will take you come back.
These guys have no idea how good they have it nowadays, do they?
No, they do not, man. You get to grind on the bus all sweaty back, man.
Man.
No shower.
I was going to say, knowing that not everybody's going to take a shower either. So,
yeah.
And then you know how it was back then. You're putting that cologne on a funky body.
The Axe spray. Yeah, the little that. Yes. Yes, sir. Hey, go hug mom and dad. You guys have no clue about that, man. No clue about that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yes. Yes, indeed. As you see, you have guys coming on campus, man. So how's it been getting to meet these guys, man, and talk to them as you build relationships with them, then get to have them on campus? I know when I played, when I was at Tennessee State, I played my best when I was around all my guys. Here in Atlanta, I wasn't focused. So I know when you're with your guys, man, it makes you lock in more, hold you more accountable, man. So I feel like you build those relationships with your teammates during this time of year when the university can come hits. You already been through something together with them gas you're running, them sprints you're running, them weightlifting you're doing. So how happy are you to meet these young men, man, and build a rapport with them, but have them there real soon?
Yeah, that's a really good point by you. You know, we've got two here right now, and ate dinner with them last night for the first time. And, you know, it's two guys from separate. In fact, it's two of our guys that actually competed against each other last year, and now they're on the same team. So it's going to be fun. That, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun. The hard part, JR, will be that we've got 13 of them. We have 13 new guys, and only one guy on the team has played for me before. So there's going to be a lot of getting to know each other and then getting to know me and our style and our philosophy. But that's the fun part, man. That's why we do this, is just trying to build a team, build a culture, build a family, and putting it all together. They're all starting to come in a little bit. We've got another one coming in today. A couple of this weekend, and then hopefully by next week or so, we'll have all, we've only got 10 signed right now. So hopefully we'll have 10 here by then. And who knows, we may sign two or three more by then and have them all here, but I'm just excited to start working. You know, that's what you want to do, is get on the court, get out on that court and start practicing and just kind of start seeing what we have and, you know, putting it together and starting to mold it into a team.
It's my dad always tell me, Jay, who that he loved when he got a chance just to put pieces together. He had to kind of figure out how this all fits, meshes together. He says that the fun part of him as being a coach. And I can see that too, trying to figure out that puzzle of who works with who. So with this, when you get him on campus, Jay, who it's going to be a lot of just individual work. You're going to try to really see what you have and then kind of assess from there with them being all new guys.
Yeah, we're in a really weird predicament because we're behind and we have 13 new guys and we've got to build that team, but also, you know, we got to put our stuff in. Normally, JR, when you have 5, 6, 7, 8 guys back, you know, you have a little more time and then the older guys can teach the newer guys, but we're kind of going to all be learning together. And so, but we also have to understand our season is the longest season there is. You know, everybody else's seasons are about half of ours. So you don't want to go too much too soon and then wear a guy out or get a guy injured, you know, something that may be long-term injury. You don't want that. So, you know, we're going to take it easy. When they get here, we'll start some individual skill development and some conditioning, lifting, just some things to kind of get them in and see what, you know, like how we want to do things, how we want it ran. But there pretty soon after that, we're going to have to start putting in our defensive philosophy, our terminology, our language, things like that. And then I'll be honest, really right now, I'm not positive how we'll play offensively. We'll get up and down like we always do, but like X's and O's wise, I think the last two or three people we sign will tell us a little bit about how we're going to play.
No doubt. Cause I feel like, you know, you and I both know this defense trap. We get a defense, right? We can have a chance to win some games because the Denver Nuggets, we saw an example, holding people not scoring the ball. That gives you opportunity every night. So was, I feel like.
Yeah, it was fun watching Denver play. You know, I mean, yes. Everybody gave Jokic, you know, all the pub and Murray, and they deservedly earned it. But to me, the biggest thing about their team was watching them communicate on defense and fly around and rotate. You know, they had a lot of interchangeable parts. And, you know, and Jokic is so smart, you know, he knew how to play with space and how to be in the right positions defensively. But to watch those guys fly around and switch and do all those different things, they were hard to score on. And, you know, I think you're right. I mean, defense wins championships. We know that. I feel good about what we've put together thus far as defensively. I think we have a lot of interchangeable parts. We have some guys with versatility. And I think we'll be able to really get up in pressure and do the things that we've always done here defensively.
And the shocker, J-Hoot, is this, J-Hoot. The Atlanta Hawks beat Denver Nuggets twice this year.
And
a certain person didn't play the games. We beat them.
Yeah, basketball is a weird game. I mean, you know, I think you know, like, maybe more than any other sport, basketball is all about how you're playing in the at the time and at the moment. Yes. And, you know, you want your team to get better and better and better as the year goes on and, you know, just gradually get better. But at the end of the year, especially tournament time, that's when you want to play your best. And you also have to be lucky. You want to be lucky at that point in time in the season as well.
No doubt. I'll ask one more for you, Jay. Who is this, man? Food down there, man. How's the food in Las Cruces, man? How's your options been so far, man?
Amazing. You know, there's so many things that are great about this place. You know, I was, you know, when you come and play at places and you've never spent time here, then you don't really know, right? You just, you come in, you stay at a hotel, you go to the gym, and then you go home. So you don't get to see actual city and you don't get to see the culture and the things like that here. And man, this city is like 120,000 people. It's bigger than anywhere I've lived in the last 30 years. You know, it's not as big as where I'm from, but once I went to college, you know, this place is bigger than those. And so there's a lot more things to do, but food is tremendous. They have a lot of really, really good food places. Of course, we have the authentic real Mexican food here. You know, you learn real quickly here. You're either a red or a green or a Christmas guy. And you got to pick one of those for sure. And everywhere you go to eat, they're going to ask you that. Or you're going to have to tell them what you want, but the food's great. There's a lot of options here. You know, my family got out here about 3 weeks ago, I guess. And, we're still in the process of finding a house and trying to sell ours back in Texas. But here they go year round school. So my children, they start school here in about a month. So they're looking forward to that start in their new school. And, my daughter's already started her summer volleyball. So they're practicing like 5 to 8 every evening. And then my son's just playing tennis every day and getting a chance to work with a lot of different coaches, playing in a lot of different tournaments. And my wife's being a mom right now. She's been amazing in this whole process and doing a great job of just taking care of our family and, you know, trying to find us a home. And we're really excited about this next chapter. You know, this has always been, as you said, JR, this has been a basketball place and a place that guys have won big here. And we're just excited about trying to get everything from last year erased and just moving on and moving forward.
Well, I hear that, Jay. Well, you know, I'm gonna be in your corner all the way through, man. I told you, I'll be behind the bench cheering for you when you come out this way to play, because they God, that can happen. So I'll be right there cheering for you, my brother.
I appreciate you, man, and always appreciate you having me on. You're the best.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you so much, man.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
All right. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.